You're listening to State of the Human, the radio show of the Stanford Storytelling Project. I'm Rachel Hamburg. You've already heard about a space designed for somebody to have a specific experience. Our next story takes a step backwards to the design process itself, the Plattner Institute of Design at Stanford. Charlie Mintz had been wondering if the space he worked in was hindering his creativity. He had no idea.
Well, I'm guilty of it too. Poor space selection. But then again, it doesn't really matter. I'm a writer. I could work in a closet or an airplane hangar or at the corner table at Jack in the Box. But then I started talking to design students. And maybe this is old news to you, but design students are really into space. And when I heard this, I thought, nah. Creativity comes from inside your head. It doesn't matter what's around you. Space is no big deal. But I like to keep an open mind, too. So I went to Building 550, the Plattner Institute of Design at Stanford, better known as the D School, and poked around. Pretty soon, I ran into this guy.
Been a lot of exploration in this space for how to keep things flexible.
His name is Larry Leifer, and he's technically in the mechanical engineering department. But in practice, he's the resident design guru. He oversaw the D School's move to its current location, and he was influential in providing its aesthetic.
And we had to pay a lot extra to get an old space. There was linoleum and carpets and other stuff on the floor. We had to pay extra to get back to the concrete.
Why did you want concrete?
We want real stuff.
The D School is known for its innovative approach to, well, innovation. But I heard that the D School had something else up their sleeve. A killer workspace that oozed ideas like that hotel in The Shining oozed blood. A space you could enter and pow, inspiration.
Everybody in here is hunting for the next new thing, the next big idea. How would I describe this to somebody who's never been here and has been in a basketball court? And this is about half of a basketball court. And like a basketball court, it has high ceilings. That's so you can shoot the ball high. Or in our case, you can shoot the idea high.
This has actually been verified by science. High ceilings do produce loftier thoughts. It's why cathedrals are so tall. But height is one thing, distance is another.
So there's a 7-second rule in our world, which is what your attention span is. The goal is from any place in this room, you can get to the shop. And here you can take your idea and start building it.
Inside the loft is littered with paper bikes, talking fridges, buckets of strange substances, poster board, and other detritus of that favorite D School activity, prototyping. Typical engineer clutter, I thought. Too busy to clean up after themselves and too preternaturally messy to care. But not quite.
Go to most workspaces, you do your thing on a sheet of paper, you fire the sheet, nobody can see it. Here we'd encourage that whatever you do be left visible and in the open. That's our knowledge made visible.
Tall ceilings, junk lying around, these were the secrets of creativity. My skepticism reared its head and started hissing. Maybe Building 550 had nothing to teach me about space and creativity. Masking disappointment, I asked Larry to show me another room.
Yeah, what kind of space would you like to
take? Maybe space is kind of like the opposite of this one. It's for something very different.
Okay, we can do that. Pretty easy. This is going by the happy name Studio One. So maybe in here we have an idea for a radio program. And maybe in this
radio. In contrast to the design loft, Studio One is a clean, wood-floored room consisting of some chairs, some whiteboards, some couches, and some very small tables. Honestly, they seem absurdly small. I couldn't even imagine what kind of work you could do on them.
So the next thing we do, we'll bring over a little table and sure enough, the table's on wheels, everything's on wheels. And we put that into this space, and this table is curiously small. Why would it be so small? Well, because it has to allow us to be close to each other. If we were this far apart, a big work table might be good for stuff, but wouldn't be good for the social dimensions of interaction.
Social interaction. That didn't seem right. We were talking about spaces, how high ceilings help you have lofty thoughts, and how you need to make your knowledge visible, how the space you're in affects the thoughts you think. Or another way, how if I'm working at Jack in the Box, it's going to be hard not to think about hamburgers. But Larry seemed to be suggesting that the most important thing spaces could offer really had nothing to do with architecture.
The most important technology in your world in support of design thinking and innovation is the space you work in. It's all about the space you're in and how it supports or fails to support open interaction between people. Because the most expensive technology in the room is the people. And the most important supporting technology is the space. You know, we think we have a screen in there someplace, that's good. That's really pretty impoverished as a stimulus. People are the interesting things.
People are the interesting things. And space is a supportive technology. I like that. Think about a lecture hall, what it can do. A lecture hall can make sure 500 people face the same way and pay attention to the same thing. A round table, that's where you find King Arthur.
Charlie Mintz is managing editor of the Stanford Storytelling Project. For more information about the D School, you can go to dschool.stanford.edu.